You're listening to Two Cents Podcast.
And welcome back to another episode of the Two Cents Podcast. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. I appreciate you for being here with us today. We have a very, very scary episode for today, and a very timely episode too, because today is Halloween for you all. Hopefully, if this video comes out on the right time. Happy Halloween to all of you who are listening to this episode today. We have very scary stories today. We had a lot of episodes this week, and this is the last episode of this week. I think for all the scary stories, at least, this is going to be the last episode that we're going to have this week. Yeah, I know. Very sad that this is the last episode of this week, but we're gonna have more episodes next week. But this week was, I think, a bigger week for us because we had 4 episodes come out this week if everything went well. I'm recording this a week before, so I don't know. I'm hoping that everything went well and that you got an episode four episodes this week. But if you didn't, they're gonna come out soon, so hopefully you watch those. Anyway, we're gonna be back with more episodes, or we are back with more episodes right now. I just finished recording Wednesday's episode, I think it was. Yes, it was Wednesday's episode. I just finished recording that one, and today we're back with another video from Mr. Nightmare. We're reading 3 true disturbing Halloween scary stories. So, perfect for Halloween, that is today. So, hopefully you guys are having fun on Halloween Day. Let me know what you guys did for Halloween. Leave it down in the comments down below. What you did for Halloween. Again, I'm recording this a week before, so for me, I'm going to be going to a friend's Halloween party, and we're probably just going to be watching some scary movies and stuff like that, which is going to be pretty fun to do. I'm dressing up this year, I think. I still haven't had my, again, a week before Halloween, I still don't have my Halloween costume, but I have an idea what I want to do. Last year, I went as a news reporter, and so I think this year, I want to go as a podcaster. And I'm going to have to ask ChatGPT. I'm going to have to ask Chatty to see how I can pull that off. I'm thinking of just, like, carrying around my microphone with me. And then just, like, having my lanyard that says PNT Network or something like that. So it's, like, more legit. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And what we're going to... What am I going to... I don't know what I'm going to dress up as. So we'll see. We're going to dress up as... What I dress up as. You'll probably see that later on. But yeah. We're going to go ahead and start with the podcast. We're going to start with, again, 3 true disturbing Halloween stories. So let's start off with the first story, courtesy of Mr. Nightmare. Again, you can watch Mr. Nightmare. You can watch Mr. Nightmare's full video. It's going to be down below. There's going to be a link to that. I recommend you do watch it because it's pretty, a fun watch. There's the graphics that go along with it. So if you watch it, you're listening to it right now. There's a lot of, like, sound effects that happen, but if you watch the video, you can actually see some stuff sometimes there. So make sure to check it out. Give him some support as well. Give him a like. Because he's a very good YouTuber in terms of, like, scary stories. So let's go ahead and start watching. Halloween Horror Stories.
This happened 2 years ago on Halloween of 2023. I'm a 25-year-old male, but at the time of this story, I was 22. I had a long day of work due to a festival we had where we had parents bring their kids to the center for...
Wait, sorry. Can you go back one more time? You said how old you were? Let me see if I can figure out how old he was. I just want to get a kind of like...
This happened 2 years ago on Halloween of 2023. I'm a 25-year-old male, but at the time of this story, I was 22.
You were how much? Sorry, I had to. I'm enjoying... I'm also 22 right now. I'm currently 22. I guess the guy is currently 25, but I'm currently 22. And so I'm enjoying the last few moments of being 20... Not a few moments, I guess, because I still have until February. But the last few moments of me being able to use the I'm Feeling 22 song whenever I describe me, because I'm 22 and I'm only going to be able to use it for this year only, and I'm not going to be able to use it ever again. So I'm taking advantage of this. I should probably take more advantage of it, but I am taking advantage of it. Let's continue with the story.
I had a long day of work due to a festival we had where we had parents bring their kids to the center for various activities, such as many different competitive games, a costume contest, trivia for candy, and a kids versus parents dodgeball game. Overall, it was a very...
Dodgeball game? Kids versus parents? That's kind of fun.
Very fun time, but it was definitely tiring. For context, I'm a community worker, so doing community events is pretty much what I do on a normal basis. Mm-hmm. But it's also draining, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, after it was all done, I went home and was ready to call it a night. About an hour after I got home, it was around 6-something, my little sister called me. My sister, who I'll call Savannah, wanted me to take her and my nephew, who I'll call Jackson, trick-or-treating, because neither our parents nor Jackson's parents felt like doing it. And as it usually goes, it fell on me to be the cool big brother to step in and make it happen. Savannah was 15 and Jackson was 11. Even though I wasn't feeling it at all, I got up, threw some clothes on, and headed to my parents' house to pick them up. Once I got there, I asked if they were ready, but Savannah was still finalizing her costume. She was dressed up as Raven from Teen Titans. She even had the white makeup on to give that ghostly appearance Raven usually has. Jackson was dressed as Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat. Once Savannah was done, we got in the car and were on our way. I took them to a pretty busy neighborhood to make sure they got as much candy as possible.
That's nice.
Upon arrival, we started going from house to house. Everyone we ran into was friendly and had plenty of treats to hand out. There was even one house where an older man gave them each a hot dog and a soda.
A hot dog and a soda for Halloween? Like, I said trick or treat. Not give me dinner. What the heck? Okay. A hot dog and a soda. What is this, Costco? But also, homemade food for Halloween? I don't know if that's safe. So, okay.
He said every year for Halloween, he doesn't hand out candy. He grills food instead because he'd rather give kids something with protein since it's good for the body. Honestly.
You gotta get that protein. You gotta get that protein, bro. You gotta get that protein.
We probably need more people like that. We passed a lot of other kids, and some gave compliments to Savannah and Jackson's costumes. I also saw some really cool costumes myself. Everyone in the area seemed to go all out. When we hit the last house for the night, we started walking back to the car. It was about a 10-minute walk since we had gone pretty far down the neighborhood. The neighborhood was less active now, and there weren't as many people out and about. That's why I got alarmed when I looked across the street and saw a person dressed in all black standing in a yard where there were no porch lights on. I'm surprised I even noticed them at all, but I tend to always pay attention to my surroundings. When I looked closer, it seemed like the person was wearing a hooded cloak with an all-black outfit and a mask because I couldn't see their face at all. I honestly couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman. Whoever it was, they appeared to be looking at us. I told Savannah and Jackson to stay close to me and said, "There's a suspicious person across the yard. Look, but don't stare." I said that so they could see who I was talking about without encouraging the person to approach or follow us. Jackson laughed and thought it was just someone trying to scare people walking by. Savannah, though, looked noticeably worried.
You said they were how old again? 11 and 8 or something like that? They're not teenagers, right? If I was in that situation, I think in that moment, what I would do is I wouldn't say that in terms of like, I wouldn't be like, "Look, someone in all black is wearing, or someone in all black is just standing there looking at us. How scary." Like, I would be basically just be like, "Let's keep walking. Let's go a little faster. You know, I want to get home because I want to watch The Bachelor or something." Like, make up something, because you're just going to scare the child, especially like Savannah. You're scaring her already. The other kid, what was his name? I forgot what was his name. What was the other kid's name? Savannah?
I told Savannah and Jackson to stay...
Jackson. So Jackson was very scared. I mean, Jackson was like, "Ha ha ha, someone's trying to scare us or something." And Savannah was like, her pooping her pants. Like, me, I would be doing that too. So I wouldn't tell them, I think. I would just basically be like... I would just play it off, I think. I wouldn't tell them.
Jackson laughed and thought it was just someone trying to scare people walking by. Savannah, though, looked noticeably worried. Now, just to add some context,
okay.
I was carrying a backpack with a Glock inside, and Savannah knew... this.
Bro casually says, I have a Glock. I'm strapped. What the heck? Okay. Good for you, I guess.
So when I told them to stay close, she probably realized I was being serious. Jackson was
What? Did she think you were going to shoot her too? Like, was she like, if I don't stay close to him, he's going to kill me too? Like, what the heck? What does the Glock got to do with anything? I think the guy just wanted to, like, show off that he has a Glock.
Liz. He's too young for me to tell him that I carry a real gun.
Oh, yeah, but he's too young for you to tell him that you're carrying a gun, but he's not too young for you to tell him there's a man standing and staring at us.
As we were walking away, it looked like that person was still watching us, even though it was hard to tell in the dark. We were getting closer to the car when I suddenly heard heavy footsteps behind us, like boots hitting the concrete. I turned around and saw that same person again. Same outfit, all black.
God.
But this time, I could see more clearly. They were wearing a tactical vest, tactical boots, and black pants tucked into the boots.
Are we gonna fight in a war? Sir, what are you wearing? On Halloween... Okay, maybe it's a costume. But... Bro's wearing a tactical vest, tactical shoes. He's worried for war. Who's going to tell him that World War II ended years ago? What's going on with him? Okay.
They had on a full spandex mask that completely covered their face. That made the situation way more serious. When you see someone dressed like that, the first thing that comes to mind is that they're armed.
That's what I'm talking about. That they're ready for war. They were like, World War III is coming and we are ready. Like, he was ready for World War III.
He's following us, I thought. I whispered to Savannah and Jackson, I need you both to listen very carefully. Do not stop walking and do not look back. The person I mentioned earlier is following us. They're behind us right now. The last thing we want is to alarm them or set them off. So just keep your composure and keep walking.
I think you should just tell them. You know what? I think it would have been more helpful to tell the children. Would have been to just be like, hey, you know, just, you remember the guy before? He's probably has a gun. And if you do anything, he's just going to shoot you. And he's going to kill you. That would have been, I think, a more better thing to say. Are you seriously telling this to the children? I'm sorry. I would not be doing that. No. I would not scare the children even more. I think I would basically just be like, you know what? There's a guy. I would just be like, keep walking. Keep walking because I want to get home. I'm tired. Right? You're literally telling the children, there's a man over there. And he's walking. He's following us now. We're being followed by a man who's wearing all... We're being followed by a person who's wearing all black. Do not tell them all this information. What are you doing? You're going to scare them. Why would you do that? You could have just, like... It would have been easier for you to tell them, if you don't... Like, we're going to just keep walking, and if you make a sudden move, we're going to get killed, okay? That would have probably been more safer for the children. Jesus Christ. Don't scare them like that. Why?
I mainly looked at Jackson when saying this because he's younger and might not fully understand how serious this was.
Then don't tell him that. Don't scare him like that. What do you... God.
Savannah understood completely. We kept walking and did occasional glances behind us. The person stayed the same distance away but was still following. When we got to the car, they were still coming our way. That's when I decided to make a bold move. I pulled out my Glock and pointed it at the person. I asked why they're following us. The person raised their hands, as if they didn't expect me to do that, then slowly removed their mask. It was a woman, and she looked to be in her 30s. Oh. She took her mask off, but didn't answer my question. She just stared at me blankly.
Good thing I walked back when I said it was a man. That's why I said person. I was like, because it could have been a woman. Men and women are equally scary.
I asked again, still pointing the gun.
Oh, God.
Why are you following us? What she said next made no sense. In an almost...
What she said next made no sense. Skibbity toilet. Six, seven. She was a time traveler. Get it? She was a time traveler from, like, right now. So she's like 6'7". Skibbity toilet. Charlo Charla. Tung 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 so whore. And he's like, what the hell? What is this? Trollito, Trollito. Like, what is this person talking about? Ballerina cappuccina. Asesino cappuccino. What was it? There's like a song for it. Ballerina cappuccino. No. Oh, there's a song with it. Like, there's a song with like, I think it's like one of the cappuccinos. Asesino cappuccino. El amore de ballerina cappuccina or something. No. Ballerina cappuccina. La amore de asesino cappuccino. Something like that. I don't know. Italian is very close to Spanish, so like I was understanding a lot of them. Like bombardino cocodrilo. It in Spanish you say cocodrilo is crocodile, so bombardino would be, I guess, bomber. In Spanish is the same thing. Tung 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 sahur and trola trola does not make sense. At least in Spanish it doesn't translate the same. Oh, you know what? It was prum prum papatin. That's what she was saying. She was saying that. She was saying 6'7". She was saying skibbity toilet. And basically said, you have no riz with that Glock. So, that's why he was talking. He's like, what is this person talking about? What is going on? She followed me to basically just tell me about skibbity toilet. And that's how skibbity toilet was made. That's how brain rot was made. Cool.
Are you following us? What she said next made no sense.
Skibbity toilet. 6'7". Bombardino cocodrilo. Tung 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 sahur. La boo boo. La boo la boo. La boo. I forgot about la boo boo. That's another one too. What is something else? Yeah, no, yeah, la boo boos.
An almost robotic tone. She said,
because remember, this is 2023. So this is 2 years ago. La boo boo. I don't think la boo boos existed. Well, probably they did, but we didn't know about la boo boos at this scale. We didn't know about 6'7". We didn't know about Trello Trolla. We didn't know about Bombardino Cocodrilo. Bim Bim Patapim. Mateo. Tung 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 Sahur. Ballerina Cappuccina. Asesino Cappuccino. Skibbity Toilet. No, I think we knew about Skibbity Toilet, I think. No. Maybe. I don't remember. Any other brain rot? Any other Riz, Gen Z things? We didn't know about that. So, again, 2023, this is when that's happening. So, the woman turns around. The woman was too stunned to speak.
Undercover cop. I was told there was a break-in, so I came to check
wait,
it
wait,
out.
Wait. That's what she said?
What she said next made no sense. In an almost robotic tone, she said, I'm an undercover cop. I was told there was a break-in, so I came to check it out. That's why I was standing outside that house. But when you looked at me funny, I assumed...
Funny? Girl, he just looked at you. You're the one that's funny. I mean, you're wearing tactical gear on Halloween. What do you expect to be looked at? Normally? Get out of here.
You were the one who did it, so it would be wise to lower that weapon, or I could have you arrested for threatening an officer of the law.
You're not an officer. You're not an officer. No, you're not.
I hesitated, but then lowered my gun. What else was I supposed to do? I didn't want to risk an arrest or ruin the kid's night, but her story didn't make any sense. She claimed she got word of a break-in, so why would she just stand outside facing away from the house? How did me look...
Exactly. And followed her. Followed the kids, I mean.
...at her funny, make her think I was the one who did it.
Right?
Why would I break into a house and then casually walk through the neighborhood?
Right.
And why was she wearing a hooded cloak?
Yes. All these questions that I had too.
All these questions were racing through my mind. So I asked her, if you're undercover, why are you in tactical gear? Wouldn't that kind of...
I forgot about that. I forgot that she's wearing... She says she's undercover cop, and she's wearing full tactical gear. Honey, you're not undercover. You're just wearing black. Okay, you're blending in. That's all the thing you're doing. You is not undercover. Okay, I don't know what to talk about, but tactical gear, full-on tactical gear, ski mask, is not undercover. Unless you're saying your Halloween costume is an undercover cop, which that's not an undercover cop. So she literally said, I'm an undercover cop and that's my Halloween costume. So that people don't know. People won't know because it's Halloween, right? They won't figure it out. Obviously not.
of give away that you're law enforcement? And what's the point of the cloak? She didn't answer. She just stared at me again, but this time her expression changed. There was something malicious in her eyes, like she was irritated that I didn't believe her and was deciding what to do next. Jackson and Savannah stayed completely quiet through all of this. Then she smiled creepy, unsettling smile and said, "If you didn't have that gun, this night would have ended a hell of a lot different for you." Right as she finished saying that, I noticed four figures suddenly emerge from between the houses walking toward us. All of them were wearing tactical gear, but without the cloak. I instantly told Savannah and Jackson to get in the car, keeping my eyes on the woman and the figures. Once I saw they were in, I got into and drove off. As I was leaving, the woman was still standing there, smiling. The others, three men and one woman, were not smiling. They had blank, emotionless faces, like they didn't even have souls. It's hard to explain. The whole car ride back was silent. I'm sure the kids were in shock, just like I was. I dropped them off, made sure they got in safely, then went home to process everything that happened. The thing I couldn't shake off was why they targeted us. The neighborhood was full of people walking around, so why us? I wish I could say it ended there, but it didn't.
Before he continues, what the actual... Are you serious? What is this? What is that movie called? The Purge? Is that what is it? Okay, it's a crossover with The Purge and Smile. Because she literally goes... Smile, you can't see me, but I'm smiling. She literally smiles. I forgot this is a podcast. This is a video. This is an audio-only episode, I forgot. She literally smiles at the guy and basically says, "If you didn't have that gun, this would have been differently for you." Are you serious? There's children there, ma'am. What is wrong with you? You are not an undercover cop. Yeah, my God. She's very undercover. She thinks she can just shoot someone and no one would notice. Are you serious? What is wrong with this? My God. I don't know. I have no words so far for this episode. I mean, for this story. What is... number one, on Halloween night, you're going in there targeting families. That's number one. Number two, you're targeting the specific family. Why? What is going on?
A few days later, I got a text from an unknown number. It was just a photo. No words. The picture was of my car taken in the parking lot of my apartment complex. I contacted the police and told them everything that happened on Halloween night. They took the report, but they couldn't investigate unless a direct threat was made. Typical.
What more of a threat do you need than the literal quote of her saying, "If you didn't have that gun, this night would have ended differently for you"? If that's not a threat, I don't know what is. What do you mean? What do you mean that's not a threat? That is literally a threat. She literally said, "If you had not had a gun, we would have shot you. We would have killed you. And the kids." That is literally a threat. What is the police on?
Out of curiosity, and maybe stupidity, I went back to that same house where I first saw that woman. I knocked on the door.
Please tell me you went during the day. Please tell me you went during the day, not at night.
The man in his 40s answered. I asked if they'd experienced a break-in on Halloween night. He looked confused and said no. He said he went to bed early because he had work the next morning and didn't notice anything strange. Hmm. I told him what I saw, and he had no idea what I was talking about. I thanked him for his time and left. At that point, I already knew the undercover cop story was fake, but I wanted to do my own little...
Just now you're realizing that she was not an undercover cop? No. Listen, the moment she said, "If you had not had that gun..." When she said that, "If you had not had that gun, this night would have ended differently," I was like, "You're not an undercover cop." Because there's no undercover cop that would have said that. Right? That's not an undercover cop. That's a criminal. So, you have to go in there and check. The only thing also is, this woman was standing in someone random's front yard. How they didn't notice is beyond me.
Investigation, just to make sense of it. Whoever that woman and those people were somehow knew my phone number and where I lived. It makes me wonder, was that not a random encounter after all? Were they watching me for a while? Were they planning something that night? And my being armed threw them off? All those thoughts messed me up and made me feel paranoid for a long time. I had to go to therapy and install a Ring camera at my front door just to feel safe again. In case you're wondering, I haven't been contacted by any unknown numbers since. Nothing else has happened since that picture. 2 years later, I still think back on that night. Writing this out helps me a lot, and I'm trying to fully move on from it. But if there's one thing I want people to take away from this, it's to always watch your surroundings. You never know who might be watching you. It's easy to get caught up in something dangerous just for existing, so always stay safe and protected, because I can say with full confidence that being armed that night probably saved our lives.
That is scary. That is so scary. That's terrifying. Because, number one, you have the kids with you, and this person just wanted to kill you? Like, number one, we don't know who this person is. Who is this lady who's going after this guy, and for what reason? Right? I won't assume that the person is a guy. So we'll say we had this lady that's going after this person with the kids. Why, out of all the people, did they get targeted? And then, days, I think it was later, this person got a picture of their car in their apartment complex. Like, that's terrifying. That is terrifying. That's something else was going on that day, and the police should have investigated this. Hopefully that person's okay. But the police should have investigated this a little bit more. They really did not do a good job investigating this because, well, and the police said, we can't investigate it unless there's a threat. What more of a threat do you need than if you didn't have that gun, you would have been killed today. The night would have ended differently, or whatever she said. Are you serious? Okay. Whatever. Anyway, let's go. We're going to take a break. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with another story right here on the Two Cents Podcast. That last one was interesting. That was a crazy story. These stories are good. That was a very crazy story. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more. Welcome back to the Two Cents Podcast. Thank you for continuing with us here. We're coming back from our break of the break that we just took right now. We just took a short break right now. We had our first story right now that was very, very interesting and scary. What's going on with that story? That was a crazy story. So if you missed that one, if you're just joining us now, make sure to check out that first story so you know what I'm talking about. But we're going to go ahead and start off with the next story, with story number two. And hopefully it's also scary as this the last one, because that's good. Because it's Halloween today. So make sure to stay safe also today while you're trick-or-treating. If you are trick-or-treating or if you're going to a party or whatever you're doing. Like we saw heard in the first story. You know, watch your surroundings, especially on a night like tonight. You know, you let your guard down. But scary things and bad things can happen. So let's go on with the next story.
This happened when I was 12 years old. It was Halloween day, and my family was staying at a small family resort about an hour away from where we lived. My parents wanted to do something different that year instead of just walking around our neighborhood for trick-or-treating. The resort was holding a Halloween celebration that weekend with a bunch of activities, games, and even a haunted hayride. It wasn't a big place. It had maybe 10 cabins, a main lodge, a small lake, and a long open field where they set up hayrides and games. It was surrounded by woods on all sides. During the day, it looked normal, even kind of peaceful, but once it got dark, the woods looked black and creepy, and the resort felt a little too quiet. We checked in early that afternoon. I remember walking into the cabin and feeling excited because I could smell campfire smoke and candy apples in the air. Kids were running around in costumes, even though it wasn't dark yet. My parents said the hayride was starting around 7, and there'd be games before that, so I went off to play while they unpacked. They had booths where you could toss rings over bottles for candy, a costume contest, and even a pumpkin carving area.
So it's kind of like a little carnival, right? It's like a little carnival on Halloween. That's kind of cool.
Everything was decorated with orange lights and fake spiderwebs. I met another kid around my age there. His name was Ryan. He was wearing a skeleton costume and said he and his parents were staying in the next cabin over from ours. We played a few games together and got a good amount of candy. As it got closer to 7, we saw a crowd of families walking over to the hayride area. The tractor pulling the wagon was parked near a big barn, and they had hay bales lined up inside for people to sit on. There were maybe 20 of us who got on. The driver wore a scarecrow mask, and there were workers dressed like zombies who would jump out during the ride to scare people.
Oh god, that's scary. I recently went with my friends to a pumpkin patch, and I went for the first time ever, I went on in a corn maze, and it was dark. Like, we were like, let's go ahead and do the corn maze at night, and that was probably a bad idea. No, actually, it was kind of fun, but it was very scary, because, like, you're literally in the dark, walking through a place that you don't know, it's dark, I was recording everything, I had my flashlight on, so I can see just in front of me, but I can't see anything else, and we kept hearing, these screams, and we're like, did we check before we went in here that they're not going to scare us? And I'm like, we forgot to check. I don't know why. I never imagined that they would scare us during a corn maze. And that would have been, imagine we just go in there. We don't realize that we're going to get scared. I would have screamed. I don't know. I would have probably pooped my pants because that's why I don't want to go to a haunted house or anything like that. Cause I would be terrified to go to a haunted house because of that reason. Someone's out there jumping and scaring you. So, but anyway, the reason I mentioned this is because there was like a hayride there as well. And we didn't go on the hayride, but that must have been, we should have done that. Same what it was like, but that was kind of, that would have been probably cool. But yeah, anyway, that was terrifying. So I would have not liked to get jumped scared by people.
The ride started out fun. It was dark by then, and they had torches lighting the dirt trail.
There you go.
The tractor moved slowly through the woods, and every now and then, someone in a costume would appear from behind a tree or run up to the wagon. Most people laughed or screamed and then laughed again. It felt like a normal Halloween attraction, but about halfway through, something made me uncomfortable. We were passing through a part of the trail that was darker than the rest. The tractor slowed down, and I looked toward the edge of the woods on my side. That's when I saw a man standing just outside the torchlight.
Jesus Christ.
He wasn't part of the hayride cast. I could tell that right away. He wasn't wearing a costume that fit the theme. From what I remember, he had a black jacket, jeans, and a baseball cap pulled low over his face. He was just standing there, not moving, with his hands in his pockets. At first, I thought maybe he was one of the workers taking a break. But he wasn't doing anything. He was only watching. At one point, I made eye contact with him. Or at least I think I did. Even though his face was shadowed, I could feel his eyes locked on me. I turned to look at the people around me to see if anyone else noticed, but no one seemed to. When I looked back, he was still there, in the exact same position. I tried to ignore it for the rest of the ride, but I kept thinking about him. When the hayride ended and everyone got off, I looked back one more time toward the woods. He was gone. I didn't mention it to anyone right then. I figured maybe I imagined it or overreacted. We went back to the lodge where they had more games and food. My parents sat by a bonfire while Ryan and I went around collecting candy. Everything seemed normal again. About an hour later, I saw him again. Ryan and I were standing near the snack table when I noticed someone off to the side of the crowd. It was the same man. He wasn't close, maybe 30 feet away, but he was standing near the tree line, watching again.
Before we continue, so you go to this hayride and there's supposed to be employees of that area jumping at you and scaring you. Cool, fun, if you like that. I don't, which that's why I didn't go on. That's why I would not go on one of those. But then all of a sudden, you see a man who is not wearing the same costume, is not wearing the theme of the costume, is just standing there. He's just standing there looking at you as you pass by in the wagon. That is actually terrifying. because I never imagined that people who don't even work at the park, people who don't even work at that area, could have just like gone there and just start scaring people. That could have been a whole different thing. Like, they could have brought like fake like chainsaws or whatever, actually scared people like very, very good. And like, it brings me back to the corn maze. What if someone that doesn't work there just wanted to scare people? That would be terrifying. Okay. Anyway, let's continue on.
There were a lot of people around, so it felt strange that he'd just be standing there alone. I remember my stomach tightening when I realized he was looking in my direction.
Oh god.
I tried to get a better look at his face, but it was hard because of the lighting. I could make out a short beard, and I think his hat had some kind of logo on it. I nudged Ryan and told him about the guy. Ryan looked over and said, maybe he's one of the workers. I said, he's not. He was in the woods during the hayride. Ryan shrugged.
Maybe he's one of the workers. Then he's not working. Because he's just standing there, looking at me. What the hell?
Then said, maybe he's a dad. I wanted to believe that, but he wasn't talking to anyone. Just standing there. A few minutes later, when I looked back again, he was gone. Around 9 o'clock, if I had to guess, most of the little kids had gone back to their cabins. The event was winding down, but Ryan and I still had energy. We decided to walk around the resort before going in. There was a trail behind the cabins that led into the woods. Ryan said we should go a little way in to do something scary for Halloween before the night ended. I didn't want to go too far, but we had flashlights, and I didn't want to look like a coward. So we walked down the dirt path together, laughing and daring each other to keep going. The farther we went, the quieter it got. The sounds from the resort faded until it was just the crunching of our shoes on the path.
Oh no.
We only went maybe 200 feet in when we stopped near a clearing. There was an old wooden sign nailed to a tree that said, private property. We started throwing small rocks at the sign and pretending to summon ghosts or something dumb like that. Then we both heard it. Footsteps.
Oh no.
Heavy, slow footsteps coming from behind us. Somewhere deeper on the path. We froze and turned around. Ryan whispered, probably another kid.
Nope.
But it didn't sound like a kid. Whoever it was walked with weight, like an adult. I shined my flashlight down the path. The light only went so far, and I couldn't see anyone yet. Then the footsteps stopped. For a few seconds, it was completely silent. Then a voice spoke. It said, hey there, boys. It was a man's voice.
Oh god.
Calm, but somehow intimidating. Ryan looked at me, and I think he realized the same thing I did. It was the man from the hayride. He stepped into the light just enough for us to see part of him. Same black jacket and hat.
No.
What are you two doing out here? He asked. You like candy?
No.
Neither of us said anything. He pulled something out of his pocket and held it up. I could see the orange wrapper. It was a Reese's cup. I got a bunch more of these in my cabin, he said.
Come on,
I'll give you some. Ryan took a step back. I remember his face going pale. The man took a few steps closer and then said, you don't have to be scared. It's Halloween.
I think we do have to be scared, sir. I think we do have to be scared. What do you mean? This man. He just comes up here out of nowhere and just like, you guys like candy? What a creep. No, my God. And he was watching you too.
I got a lot more of these. I got a lot more candy. In my cabin.
No, sir. Have fun with that. Go eat the candy if you want to. I'm going there. What the heck is wrong with this man? That is terrifying.
I'm just giving candy out. I saw you boys on the hayride earlier. When he said that, my stomach basically dropped.
My stomach would have fallen out of my ass. I would not be kidding.
I grabbed Ryan's arm and whispered, run. We both turned and sprinted down the path toward the resort. I could hear him behind us for a second.
Jesus.
His footsteps were pounding hard as he started to chase. I didn't dare look back. My heart was beating so hard it hurt. The path seemed longer than before. When we reached the edge of the woods, I could finally see the lights from the resort again. I yelled for help as we ran out of the trees and back toward the crowd near the bonfire. A few adults turned toward us, startled. We didn't stop until we got right up to the people. I turned around, expecting to see the man behind us, but he wasn't there. The path was empty. My parents came over right away, asking what happened. I told them everything, about the man watching me on the hayride, seeing him near the trees, and then following us into the woods. Ryan confirmed it all. My dad and another man grabbed flashlights and went to check the path, but they didn't find anyone. A few workers searched too, but he was gone. The resort staff called the local police to report what happened. They arrived about 30 minutes later and took statements from me, Ryan, and our parents. They said they'd check the area and notify nearby cabins to keep an eye out. That night, my parents didn't let me out of their sight. We stayed in the cabin with the door locked. I couldn't fall asleep for hours. Every noise outside made me jump. The next morning, the police came back and told us they searched the property but didn't find anyone matching the description. No vehicles had been reported missing, and no one fitting that man's description had checked in. They thought maybe it was a trespasser from outside the resort. We left later that day. I remember staring out the car window as we drove past the woods, half expecting to see him standing there
again. Oh God.
For weeks after that, I kept thinking I saw him, on the side of the road, outside stores, even once at my school parking lot, but it was always someone else. Or at least, I hope it was. Ryan and I kept in touch for a while. He told me he couldn't sleep for days after it happened. Nothing ever came of this. The police never called again. The man was never identified or caught. Now I'm older, and when I think about that night, what scares me isn't what he did, it's what he could have done.
Yeah.
If we had believed him for even a second, if we had walked toward him instead of running, I don't think I'd be here to tell this story.
Mm-mm.
And every Halloween since then, whenever I see someone standing alone at the edge of a crowd, I always think of that man. Sometimes, people who look like they're part of the fun are watching for a different reason.
That is insane. I was trying to find a good place to stop so I can talk and stuff about it. But I was like, I was too into that story. That is crazy. So the man, you were on the hayride and he was watching you on the hayride. And then after the hayride, you saw him on the edge of the woods when you were back in by the lodge. And then you went into the woods with your friend Ryan and he followed you. And then you get to the woods where he's following you. He stops and he says, "Hey kids, want candy? I have more candy in my cabin." And then you run back and then he starts running back at you. What the heck? That is scary. And he's right. He could have, if they would have believed him and said, "Yeah, we want more candy," and went to with him, you know, either to his cabin or whatever, but got in close to that man could have done something to them or he killed them. Right? So that's scary. That is definitely scary. That, wow. Okay. I don't know. I don't know what to say. That is very scary that happened. And you're like, you're having fun, and then all of nowhere, this man just comes out of nowhere and then just starts staring at you from that cabin. I don't know what to say. That is terrifying. But, yeah. I don't know. I guess we're gonna take another break. Let's take another break. One second, let me set everything up. Let's take another break. And then we'll come back with the last story for this episode that is giving very scary. So okay, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back with more on the podcast. And welcome back as we continue here on the 2 Cents podcast with one more story here. We're going to wrap it up really quickly here. And we have one more story left for today's episode. We just listened to two stories. The first one was very scary because it was about trick-or-treating and then the guy almost getting shot at by other people, but the person had a gun, so it was okay. And then this one, the last one we just heard, was of two kids that were in a lodge, and they were on a hayride. They saw a man. Then they were back at the lodge. They saw the man standing outside in front, away from everybody else. And then they went into the woods by themselves, and the man followed them, asked them if they wanted candy, and then they ran. Scary. Obviously, that was just a little summary, but if you want to watch the full episode, if you want to see what I'm talking about, if you want to see the whole story, definitely go check that out. If you're just joining us right now, which why? But yeah, why would we just be joining us now for the last story? You should have joined us for the whole story. So make sure to check out those other episodes, those other stories. And if you're liking this video so far, make sure to leave a like and make sure to give us a rating. And also, if you made it this far into the episode, if you're listening to this third story, make sure down below in the comments, leave a pumpkin. Leave a pumpkin emoji. I don't know if there's a jack-o'-lantern, whatever it is. Leave an emoji right there down below. Just comment an emoji with your favorite Halloween emoji. That's what you should do. Comment your favorite Halloween emoji down below. That way I know you made it to this part of the video. So make sure you keep watching. We only have a few minutes left of this story. So we're going to go ahead and listen to this next story. Again, the full link to this video, to the Mr. Nightmare video, is down below. So make sure you check him out. And let's go into the last story.
My name is Roger, and this happened to me on Halloween night 3 years ago. I'm 29 and work a boring office job, but it's good pay. When this happened, I was getting stuck with the stuff. Beginner's time off, the shifts nobody wanted, etc. So when Halloween, my favorite holiday, rolled around, I was actually quite excited. It was never easy being the new guy at work, so I was wanting to enjoy a night of seeing kids be kids and chilling out at home watching movies. At the time, I was living alone in a small house on the outskirts of town with my girlfriend, but she was out of town with her parents. It wasn't isolated exactly. I had neighbors, but the street got really quiet once the trick-or-treating hours ended. The families in the area usually shut their lights off around 9 p.m. Since I didn't have kids, I just handed out candy until the crowd died down. On several past Halloweens, before I got my own place, I was quite used to the occasional ding-dong ditch prank. That's why there is a trick and treat here and there. That year, Halloween fell on a Saturday, and I remember it was chilly but clear out. By 10:30, I was lounging on my couch, half watching a horror movie while picking through a bowl of leftover candy. I hadn't seen anyone in about an hour, so when I heard a faint knock at my side door, I assumed it was stragglers. But when I opened the door, no one was there. Just the empty driveway and the faint rustling of leaves. I brushed it off. Kids play pranks all the time on Halloween. I headed back to my living room to finish watching The Conjuring 2.
Oh god.
15 minutes later, I heard the same sound again, only this time it was coming from the back door, the one that led to the small deck. That set off alarms in my head because nobody used that entrance. I froze in the living room, listening. The TV was off now, and I could hear it clearly. The metal rattle of the back doorknob being tested, slowly and cautiously. Whoever was trying my door was either checking if it was locked cautiously or believed it was unlocked and trying to be quiet. I crept into the kitchen, staying low, and that's when I saw him through the window. A man was crouched down near the door, wearing dark clothes and a cheap, cracked Halloween mask pushed up on top of his head. In his hand, he held a crowbar. He wasn't trying to hide. He was deliberate and calm, like he knew I was inside and didn't care. I backed away quietly and grabbed my phone, whispering to 911 what was happening.
Oh my god. Number one, I'll start with saying this. I watched The Conjuring 2, and that was very scary. I was scared the whole time. That's number one. That's number one. Number two, you hear a knock at the door. I'm sorry, that was a yawn. You hear a knock at the door. And then you hear a knock on the back door that no one uses. And then you see a man with a crowbar. That is terrifying. Okay, I want to see what happens next. Let's listen. Oh, they didn't start. Let's listen.
The operator told me to stay on the line, lock myself somewhere safe, and not to engage.
Exactly.
I didn't want to make noise by slamming the doors upstairs. So I stayed crouched at the top of the steps, clutching a kitchen knife, whispering updates. I peeked down and saw the man move away from the back door. That's when I heard the faint pop of a window screen being pried off.
Oh no.
He was at the basement window now. I whispered to the dispatcher, "He's at the basement." My voice was shaking. She told me officers were already on their way. Then came the worst moment. I heard glass crack. Breaking the window. My blood ran cold. And it wasn't just a smash and grab. He knew I was there, and most burglars typically don't try to enter a home where they know someone's still inside. Minutes felt like hours. The dispatcher kept me talking quietly to make sure I was still okay. I heard footsteps crunching outside. The man was circling the house again. Then, headlights swept across the blinds. Relief flooded me as flashing red and blue lights pulled up in front. The man bolted. I watched him sprint across my yard, but he didn't get far. The officers tackled him just past my driveway. I didn't even realize I was shaking until I saw one of the cops leading him back in cuffs. That's when I saw what he'd been carrying. The crowbar, duct tape, and zip ties stuffed in his bag. This wasn't a burglar looking for valuables. This guy had a plan, and it was something far worse. The police told me he had a long record of breaking into homes, and that he was suspected in some other cases where people had gone missing. To this day, I hate being home alone on Halloween. It's supposed to be about scares and fun, but whenever I hear footsteps or knocking outside at night, I can't help but remember everything about this night. The part that chills me the most is if the police had been just 5 minutes later, I might not be here to tell the story. The police later followed up weeks later. They told me what they found in his backpack. He had a Colt 45 handgun, several kitchen knives, and rope.
Sorry, I was distracted for a few minutes. I was reading something. So let me just quick get a refresher of what we just heard. I saw the tail end. I heard the tail end. But let me just hear what the refresher is.
She told me officers were already on their way. Then came the worst moment. I heard glass crack. He was breaking the window. My blood ran cold. And it wasn't just a smash and grab. He knew I was there, and most burglars typically don't try to enter a home where they know someone's still inside. Minutes felt like hours. The dispatcher kept me talking quietly to make sure I was still okay. I heard footsteps crunching outside. The man was circling the house again. Then, headlights swept across the blinds. Relief flooded me as flashing red and blue lights pulled up in front. The man bolted. I watched him sprint across my yard, but he didn't get far. The officers tackled him just past my driveway. I didn't even realize I was shaking until I saw one of the cops leading him back in cuffs. That's when I saw what he'd been carrying. The crowbar, duct tape, and zip ties stuffed in his bag. This wasn't a burglar looking for valuables. This guy had a plan, and it was something far worse. The police told me he had a long record of breaking into homes, and that he was suspected in some other cases where people had gone missing. To this day, I hate being home alone on Halloween. It's supposed to be about scares and fun, but whenever I hear footsteps or knocking outside at night, I can't help but remember everything about this night. The part that chills me the most is if the police had been just 5 minutes later, I might not be here to tell the story. The police later followed up weeks later. They told me what they found in his backpack. He had a Colt 45 handgun, several kitchen knives, and rope.
That is scary. Oh my god. Number one. So, the man was tackled by the police. Luckily, he was, you know, the police was able to get there in time. Usually, the person escapes. But this time, they were able to, like, stop in time. But, also, What is this story? I don't get it. What is going on here? I am baffled. I have no words to describe what I just heard. Because you're basically dealing with a break-in. Someone was trying to break in to kill you. Because they literally had, you know, rope, duct tape. They had everything that they need to abduct you. And that's what they were planning to do. That is scary. That is absolutely scary. Okay. Well, I don't know what to say. I don't know. I'm at a loss for words. Because I don't know what to say. All I can say, I guess, is that's going to do it for us here. I guess. That's the last story. But that's the last story for today. We're going to end it off here. Those were terrifying stories. Those were really three true disturbing Halloween stories. Okay. If you liked this video, make sure to leave a like down below. Make sure to let us know what you thought of this video. And, excuse me, give us your 2 cents on this podcast. And let us know what you thought of this episode. If you want me to give you my 2 cents on a podcast, I mean on your stories, you can submit them down below. You can also submit other stories that you find down below. You can go also follow our link tree. You can find all of our social media down below. And you can find the original video as well down below. Make sure to let us know what you thought of this video. And we'll see you right back here next week with more interesting stuff. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week yet, but we'll see what happens. And I hope you enjoyed this week of episodes. And we'll see you right back here next week. Have a good night. And have a good Halloween. I don't know why I said have a good night. Have a good Halloween. Happy Halloween. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you're celebrating and being safe when you're celebrating. And hopefully none of these stories happen to you, because these were scary Halloween stories that we just listened to. So once again, happy Halloween. And I'll see you right back here next week. Thank you for joining us. Have a good night. Trick-or-treating, if that's what you do, or whatever you're going to do for tonight for Halloween. Happy Halloween, and I'll see you back here next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to 2 Cents Podcast.
That's a wrap.